Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today we're introducing you to a podcast we really love called African Folk Tales. My friend Miss Jojo is the host, and she takes kids on adventures all over Africa in her magical Jeep to laugh and learn lessons with a fun twist. African Folk Tales are stories that have been told by word of mouth through generations, so each episode is a tale that's hundreds or even thousands of years old. But Miss Jojo worked a little magic so we can all enjoy them today. Today we're going to hear two stories from Miss Jojo, one called The Happy Man and the other called The Pot of Wisdom. And if you enjoy these stories, be sure to visit abfc.co/folktales to subscribe and hear more. Today we'd like to say a special thank you to Atticus and Elliot and their family in Brookfield, Illinois, Caleb and Matthew and their family in Michigan, Ezra and Alistair Kambelik and their family, and Jind and Kosh and their family in New York. Thank you so much, Kosh, Jind, Alistair, Ezra, Matthew, Caleb, Elliot, and Atticus. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Green Chef is the first USDA-certified organic meal kit company. Enjoy clean ingredients you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness, in every meal you make with Green Chef. Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference. I love eating home-cooked meals, but honestly, I don't love to cook. Or actually, what I don't love is all the prep. Looking up the recipe, making a list of ingredients, heading to the grocery store, waiting in line, getting home and realizing that I forgot several important things, heading back to the grocery store, etc., etc. Green Chef removes all these obstacles for me. Ingredients come right to my door, pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, so I can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Go to greenchef.com/90stories and use code 90stories to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/90stories and use code 90stories to get $90 off, including free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
ABF Creator. ABF
Creator. Hello, my little ones. My name is Miss Jojo, and you're listening to African Folk Tales. Inside my magical Jeep with me as we explore African lands where animals talk and people fly. Are you ready? Get in. Make sure your seatbelt is on. The only thing we want to let loose is your imagination. Let's set the destination for our next story. Here we go. Hang on. Today, our magic Jeep takes us to a land where there was a big bad king searching for happiness. Make sure to listen closely for the bell. The bell will ring when I say the magic word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to discover if you guessed the magic word right. Many, many years ago, in North Africa, there lived a king. He was very rich and had many children. But he was not happy. He thought, "I have everything, but that does not make me happy." "What must I do to be happy? I don't know." Once he shouted angrily to his staff, "Why can't I be happy? What must I do to be happy?" One of his workers said,
"Oh, my king, look at the sky. How beautiful the moon and the stars are. Look at them and you will see how good life is. That will make you happier."
"Oh, no, no, no," the king answered angrily. "When I look at the moon and the stars, I become angry because I know I cannot get them." Then another worker said,
"Oh, my king, what about music? Music makes a man happy. We shall play to you from morning till night, and music will make you happy."
The king's face became red with anger. "Oh, no, 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 no," he cried. "What a silly idea. Music is fine, but to listen to music from morning till night, day after day, never, no, never." So the workers went away, and the king sat angrily in his big room filled with treasure. Then one of the workers came back into the room and made a bow. "Oh, my king," she said, "but I think I can tell you something that will make you very happy." "What is it?" asked the king. "It is very easy to do," said the worker. "You must find a happy man, take off his shirt and put it on. Then his happiness will go into your body and you will be as happy as he is." "I like your idea," the king said. He sent his soldiers all over the kingdom to look for a happy man. They searched on and on, but it was not easy to find a happy man in the king's kingdom. Then one day, the soldiers found a man in a small village who claimed,
"I am the happiest man in the world."
He was poor, but he always smiled and sang. The soldiers brought him to the king. "At last, I shall be a happy man," said the king, and took off his shirt at once. "Bring the man in." The door of the king's room opened. A small dark man with a happy smile walked in. "Come here, my friend," said the king. "Please take off your shirt." The happy man with a little smile came up to the king. The king looked at him, puzzled and confused. His face got red and he seemed to become angry again. But why? What did he see? The happy man, the happiest man in the world, had no shirt. Our moral of the story today is happiness is not something you can get from someone else. Happiness comes from the inside. It comes from within. Did you hear the bell? Did you discover the magic word of the story? If you said happiness, you are right. Happiness is spelled H-A-P-P-I-N-E-S-S. It's an expression and emotion of joy when you're feeling good. Are you happy? Today, our magic jeep takes us to a market where there was an old woman who sold the best soup in the market. Make sure to listen closely for the bell. The bell will ring when I say the magic word of the story. Listen all the way to the end.
to discover if you guessed the magic word right. Long, long ago, there lived an old woman who sold the best chicken soup in the market. Nobody knew the old woman's name. Nobody even knew where she lived. Nobody knew why her chicken soup was always the best in the market and why it was so, so hot. But people did not seem to care. Tons of people bought the soup and ate it every single day. Every morning, the old woman came to the market square. She carried a big black pot of the hot chicken soup on her head. Then she sat down under a tree, and it did not take her long to sell her soup. There lived a small boy not far from the market square. His name was Kalari. He liked the soup very much, and he wanted to know where the old woman came from. So he came up with a plan to get even more of it. The next day, when the old woman sold all her soup and put her empty pot on her head, Kalari followed her home, but she did not see him. They went for a long, long way. They crossed a river, walked through high grass. Then they climbed up a very high hill. As they were traveling, it started getting dark, and Kalari was afraid. But he just could not get that delicious soup off his mind, so he kept going. At last, the old woman came to a little hut on that high hill, and outside of the hut stood a very large pot.
"This pot is huge," thought Kalari.
When the old woman went into the hut, Kalari went up to the pot and looked into it. And to his surprise, it was empty. Then the old woman came out of the hut. Kalari quickly hid himself. The old woman came to the large pot and she began to chant.
Magic pot, make hot soup for me, make hot soup for me. Make soup with chicken, make soup with chicken. Make this soup for me to sell, make this soup for me to sell. And for people to buy, and for people to buy. Magic pot.
Very soon, the soup was ready and steam came out of the pot. The smell of the soup was so good, and Kalari was very hungry. You could hear his stomach growling. Then the old woman went back into her hut. Kalari came up to the pot. He looked under it, and there was no fire there. But the pot was full of hot chicken soup.
"I must have some of it. I am so hungry,"
Kalari said to himself, and put his hand into the pot to take a piece of chicken. But suddenly, the old woman came out of her hut. She saw Kalari with his hand in the pot.
"Oh, oh, oh," she cried. "Oh, oh, oh, my last ingredient has arrived."
Kalari ran down the hill as quickly as he could. The old woman ran after him, but she could not catch him. Kalari ran and ran and at last came home. He told his parents about the old woman on the hill and her magic pot. They looked at the hill and saw the steam from the pot in the sky.
"Yes, we see the steam of the magic pot," they said.
From that day on, the old woman stopped coming to the market with her soup. Nobody went up that hill to see her. They were afraid of the old woman. But now, when the people see clouds round the hill, they say,
"Look, there is the steam from the magic pot."
Moral of the story is, don't be so hungry for chicken soup, or you might just become it. Did you hear the bell? Did you discover the magic word of the story? If you said huge, you are right. Huge is spelled H-U-G-E.
Huge is a word to describe something that is very big, like the magic pot Kalari almost ended up in. Thanks for taking this trip with me today. I can't wait for you to travel to the next story with me. African Folktales is produced by ABF Creative. To learn more about the show, go to abfc.co/folktales. If you loved this show, then tell someone you know. Our magical Jeep journeys are more fun when you can bring your friends along. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Stories were called The Happy Man and the Pot of Wisdom from the podcast African Folktales. To celebrate our partnership with African Folktales, we're donating this month's profits from this episode to Ubongo, Africa's leading edutainment company. Ubongo creates fun, localized, and multi-platform educational media that reaches millions of families all throughout Africa and the world through accessible technologies. For more information, visit ubongo.org or check out the link in the show notes. And for more of Miss JoJo, check out African Folktales at abfc.co/folktales or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.